lost Swinos. My ass still peers over. My third piece is Mambo de Nuance by Roland Dien.
What's made you choose these pieces?
I thought they all showcased a different type of guitar playing. So first of all, you've got the Etude, which is an old romantic era classical guitar, which is sort of like typical of its time. You've got the Los Suenos, which is a tango, which is another part of classical guitar, more of a flamenco style. And then you've got the Mambo de Nuance, which is a more contemporary classical piece, which is written for the guitar. You've got things on there that you can't play on any other instrument.
So what is, such as?
So you've got, the slaps on the guitar. And you've got that type of, it's the Bartok pizzicato, where you slap the string onto the bridge. Right at the end.
Bartok
pizzicato. It's where you slap the string onto
Why
the fretboard.
Bartok,
named after the composer who first used it. He's another sort of 20th century classical composer. I thought especially the Mambo de Nuance, because it's, you hear a lot of flamenco guitar, you hear a lot of tango, but this is something completely different, and it, you've got extreme dynamics, so you've got, and you've got movement across the sound hole to the bridge. So say you hear it, here you go. So you get a different sound across the guitar. So I picked them just for sheer variety, really. Well, as you can see by Astor Piazzolla, originally it was for a sort of an accordion setup. It was like a traditional tango. It's been arranged for the guitar, so you can sort of hear that because you've got the chords which would have been played on the accordion style things, and you've got the lead lines which would have been.
What do you mean by chords?
So you've got the, that part would have been on the accordion, then the lead line would have been on something like a mandolin, and because you can tell it's a dance as well, because you've got the changes between rhythms in the second half of the piece where it goes. And that's a harmonic. That's a harmonic at the 12th fret. So you'll have, that's here. So if it's
said, I hate that sound.
It's you don't fret the string. You're just holding above it.
You're not damping it.
No, you're not damping it. It's just a harmonic, so you can get it at the 7th fret as well. So if it had said harmonic 7, I would have gone. But yes, it's a harmonic. Do you get a different, purer sound from it?
Right, well done. It's slightly long, yours.
Is it?
Yeah. Listen back to it, okay? Even allowing for them to restart, which is fine. The piece that I think could go is the Etude.
Okay.
I think that's your weakest piece.
Yeah.
I think, Jack, you're on for very high marks, okay? Mm-hmm. To get the very high marks, you need to be very much more fluent, okay? Especially in the Etude, mm-hmm. where you sort of stop, and the flow is that you sort of, a couple places went wrong. It's only minor places, but it just interrupts the flow because there's no one out there. You have to.
There were a couple of bits, places where I slowed down, but maybe I didn't slow, because it's.
Yeah, in this one, there were a couple of mistakes, weren't there?
Yeah.
And I think it was a mistake somewhere you stopped. It, you feel, felt like you stopped, I don't know. But I think you're playing. I think keep going, and it's about now performing them. The main thing with the Mambo de Nuances is you're doing really well with this piece. It's got loads of dynamic contrast, and so make the dynamic contrast consistent, make your MFs consistent, make your P's, your double, because when you restart it, your F here and your double F there, to me, were the same dynamic. So it's about just over-exaggerating the dynamics, and make your, you've got double P's there, so they should be consistently the same, that F should be the same, because there's so much dynamic contrast, and it's screams out, this is what a lot of the piece is about.
Yeah,
you're going to be picked up on that. So it's just about making them that beginning. I think you just need those first few bars. You need to take time to practice them to get how you're playing them consistent.
Okay,
to get consistent dynamics so that the two MFs are the same.
Yeah,
because you had a huge jump between MP and F, which you know from the second one to the third one, but then you go. Gave yourself nowhere to go for the double F.
Yeah.
So it all sort of the same.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and get these. I think really good viva. probably be longer and ask you more.
Okay.
But look at the timing back on recording when I get it to you tonight, tomorrow morning, via email. But I think you've got real potential there.
Thank you.
To get some really high marks. It's just now about detail.
It's a lot of the reason why we've chosen these pieces, because it's got repeats that we can trim out for time.
I would trim the piece.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I never advise anyone does any bark on the piano, because it's so technically challenging and you've got nowhere to go. This is quite this trips you up more than anything else.
Yeah.
And I think if you add up your time in the pieces, I think you've got a good 7 minutes just with these two.
Okay.
Alright. Well done.
Thank you.
Can you go and send old Lukey boy in, please?
I will. I'll get that sorted.